Yo, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Two's Company podcast. You're joined today by your favorite podcasters in podcast land. My name is Jabbar, and I'm joined as always, apart from last episode where I wasn't joined as always, but I'm joined as always by my co-host who is nearly going to be doing his cardio. He's nearly there. He's nearly ready. Mr. Ryan Gagam.
Hello, you sexy fuckers.
Mate, the last time we recorded, it was a strong while ago, I believe. 2 weeks ago?
Think it was, yeah.
Jesus, where is the time going? We had Jakey on for that one, and then I got home on Sunday and recorded that solo one, and I was fucking knackered.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've actually felt fine though. I've not been hit with any negativity this week.
I think I've been the only one because everyone in the group saying how shattered they were this week.
Yeah, mate, I feel I
I've
felt
been fine.
yeah, I felt
I'm
great.
always fucking shattered. That's just normal.
Yeah, I mean, I felt tired on Monday, but that's just like the lack of sleep because at God knows what time. I mean, what time did you leave Joe's?
Oh God, it was early. It was like 9:30 or something.
9:30. So I think most people went to bed at like 2:00, I think. And then I was like, right, I'm gonna go to bed. And then Jazz, Jake, and Sim wanted to stay up. And then at that point, Matt was already like in the
Yeah.
living room. So they came and sat with me in the office. And it got to 3:00. And I was like, guys, I want to go to bed. And they
Yeah,
were still talking. And then Jake and Sim, bless them, were like, don't want to go in there, though. I was like, guys, I'm going to bed. And I could hear them outside the living room. And I could hear Jake. I'm like falling asleep. I can hear Jake. And Sim's like, Jake's like, I don't want to sleep in there. I don't want to sleep in there. And Sim's like, well, we're not sleeping in there with Joppo. Leave him be. Oh, it was so fun. Oh, it was a funny, 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 funny night. And then obviously we did the essential post Saturday night deed of having the Subway on the Sunday.
The essentials, what, sorry?
The essential Sunday Subway.
Oh, yeah.
What did mate? The age-old question everybody wants to know, and it's, you know what? It's probably going to be the same as last week. What did Mr. Ryan Kirkham have in his sandwich?
The subbage. Well, obviously, it's just the fucking usual. With, though, the addition of turkey.
Oh,
Been having a little bit of chicken and turkey.
both together, eh?
Yeah, because I
Oh,
discovered that you can add turkey for 79p.
can you?
Yeah.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
So I was like, well, you're effectively getting double meat.
Yeah, which is always good.
Always good when you're getting double meat.
Always get the double meat. So you went with the usual with added turkey.
So the usual, yeah, the usual with turkey.
Did you go poached egg?
I didn't have a poached egg this time around.
Oh.
I like to do my own poached egg.
Oh, do ya?
Yeah, and put it in it because I like a runny yolk.
Yeah, got ya.
So you got the yolk just seeping through, congealing with the southwest.
Oh, the Southwest does bang though.
Oh, Southwest is the best.
I had Southwest in mine. I went my regular footlong tikka, cheese, Southwest, all the salad apart from jalapenos, and then I went in with the what I consider the only it's only acceptable post session. It is the big breakwich.
The big brekkie.
It's stodge. It's meh, but like,
It's a fry up in a sandwich. I mean,
oh,
After a night out, where can you not go wrong with it?
Just seeping with fat just in the system.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. Mate, I was so hungry on Sunday.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, God. I was like, and I didn't save a load of calories because I smashed two of those things that Jake made.
Oh, see, I missed out on them.
Oh, mate.
I even went to the fridge afterwards,
Did you?
just before leaving, and I was like, "Where are these fucking cake things?"
I think they were already in the living room, mate, when you left.
Oh man.
Yeah, because they didn't come out until you left. Yeah, we didn't eat them until you left.
Oh, it sounds about right. Fuck you,
So
Joe.
we all
You
had
give
one,
them
and then
to
about
me.
2 o'clock in the morning, I was like, oh, wouldn't mind some more food. So I had a protein bar and one of those at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, what?
You have my slice.
I probably did, mate. There was still, I think there was still one or two left as well. So
Can't believe I missed out. What was it?
it was a, I'm sorry if I butcher this, Jake. I think it was a cookie dough base with Oreos in the middle and then like a thick chocolate ganache.
Okay, so I think similar to what he did last time round.
Oh, okay. Like cheesecakey.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
was absolutely banging, that was.
He said the other ones were better, actually. I think that's what he said. But they were unreal. They were real, real post-sesh, like a bit of chocolate. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's just that mega sugar hit, isn't it?
Yeah. And it, mate, even on the Sunday though, like I had the 18 inches of Subway, which was fucking incredible. I got home about 3. Then I had a stir fry, which again, beautiful. And then I finished off with just, mate, so much fucking cereal. Like,
Yeah.
oh my God. I think I had like 200 grams of cereal and yogurt. I mean, I hit my calories, but I was like, I'm gonna have a stir fry so I can have a shit load of cereal.
Yeah. Oh, you
I'm
can't
just,
go wrong. Just get a big 5 liter mixing bowl and just fill her up.
mate, it was unreal. But then Monday, like I said, I was just fucking starving.
Yeah.
So hungry, and I was deloading as well, and my appetite always gets better through the deload because I haven't got like training stress in there.
Yeah.
So
I've
like
did
all week I've
the
just been
same.
like, oh, so hungry.
I'd eat, what day was it? Tuesday? No, Monday. Monday I woke up, well, early Tuesday morning, we should say.
Yeah.
I woke up on the sofa.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Obviously, I'd had all my meals. I'd fallen asleep on the sofa after my last meal.
Yeah.
But I woke up absolutely fucking ravenous. And I
Right.
was like, fuck it, I'm having another bowl of cereal.
Oh,
I didn't even weigh it out. I just did a fucking bowl of cereal. I had a bowl of Crunchy Nut
yeah.
and did some custard cream whey with it as the milk.
Oh.
It was, oh, I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
What was
I
that Tuesday
literally,
morning?
that's the first time in a long time, I literally woke up. I was absolutely ravenous. I was like, my God, I could eat a fucking horse.
Yeah, I do like that feeling though. I'm not gonna lie. I like to
Yeah.
be hungry. I like to be hungry. It's I mean, even like now, I went and bought some lovely sourdough earlier because I'm gonna have a nice egg sandwich for my first meal.
Oh,
Yeah, one of my
love
meals
egg
at
and
the moment
sourdough.
is, I'll read it out to you, bro. I've also got the new mezzo in from Joe as well. Oh,
The new mezzo.
the new mezzo that the. What did he coin it? He coined it something the other day. He was like, yeah, wasn't I like medium-sized mass because we're gonna sort of approach this mass like not like quite slowly, not really get too out of shape.
Yeah.
Just small increments where weight is trending up at like whatever percentage he said. But yeah, the new mezzo is in, and I think it was something like the gradual mass or the slow mass.
A slow burner.
The slow burner. So, mate, one of my meals at the moment, which is fucking is good shit, is two large eggs, 150 egg whites, 300 veggies, 175 grams of sourdough, and then I have an apple on the side as well.
I pretty much have that meal.
Oh, I've been doing though. Because 175 grams of sourdough also equates to four slices of tiger loaf. So I've been having tiger loaf slice, then I have half of the egg white omelette. I do tiger loaf slice, the other half, tiger loaf slice, and then the two fried eggs with the extra slice on the top.
Lovely old job.
The quadruple eggy sandwich, and it fucking incredible. Fucking incredible.
Yeah, see, I usually swap the egg whites for chicken.
Okay.
I eat the chicken and veggies.
Yeah.
But I also have a banana with that meal as well.
Oh.
So I put one egg in with the chicken and veggies,
Yeah.
and then one egg on a slice of sourdough, and
Oh, yeah.
then the mashed up banana and cinnamon on the other sourdough.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That sounds unreal. Oh, I'm very hungry. Katie's making a lasagna tonight. So I was like, I'll be reserved with my cow choice for the start of the day. And I'm fucking buzzing for that. Man, I can't remember the last time I had a lasagna.
Oh, there's something about homemade lasagna as well.
Oh, it's so tasty. So fucking tasty. I'm just looking at how much sourdough I'm gonna have. Sourdough. So she's making that for dinner, which is banging. And we're also made out of the date night jar that I got her for Christmas. We're doing a retro video game night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so on the Nintendo Switch, you can download like a shitload of retro games.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna have a retro game video game night after our lasagna.
Oh, that'll be quality.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it very much. I want to buy, which sounds ridiculous because I've just bought a PS5, but I want to buy a Nintendo 64.
Yeah, what year will you do
2030.
that? Yeah. Take me 10 years to convince you.
Mate,
I'm
to be
like,
fair, they're on eBay for like 15 quid. I think you said the other, I just haven't, I can't be bothered to
yeah, it'll be like you'll go past that point. It's like vintage cars where
Yeah.
they hit rock bottom and then they start climbing back up again. You'll decide
Yeah.
to get one and they'll just be like vintage fucking like yeah, you got to pay like £3,000 for a fucking console.
It's just effort, like to go on to eBay to find the good deal. Oh, can't
Yeah.
be. To be fair, they're like 70 quid in CEX, but that's actually a bit of a rip-off for a Nintendo 64 these days.
Well, there's your limit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm actually just looking now. Nintendo 64, two games, four controllers, 23, 22, with 3 days left. Ooh.
You only really need two games on that console, and that's Mario and Mario Kart.
That is true. I'm just looking now because they're the in the mind of wrestling fans, the best wrestling game ever was on the Nintendo 64.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I've never played it. That was a bit before my time.
It's all your time.
So I'm like, ooh, I need to get on that, mate. Need to get on that. But mate, which brings me to perhaps the theme of this podcast. There was a nice transition there. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug, bro. So we're gonna take the listeners trip down memory lane, and a very nostalgia themed pod episode. So on the solo pod the other day, I did actually answer a load of questions. And I'm going to pitch a few of them to you, bro, before we go into some questions for the both of us. But since I answered most of these the other day, I'm going to pitch them to you and get some answers from you. So,
Okay,
mate,
sounds good.
favorite question number one, favorite Friends character?
Oh, favorite Friends character. Well, I've just got to give one definitive answer here.
Yeah, you can't go like one way.
Okay, I'm going to go with consistency then, and I'm going to say Chandler.
Mate, that was mine.
Yeah.
He's a G.
There's certain seasons where I'm like, Oh, Ross really upped his game this season.
Yeah.
And then this season's like, yeah, I really liked Joey this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but if you're gonna go like straight down, most consistent,
Yeah.
it's Chandler.
Oh, mate, it is Chandler. I said the same thing. Like, he's consistent. His character's consistent all the way through.
Yeah.
Where, like, Joey gets thicker and thicker. Monica gets, like, more OCD. And I think, and Ross is just up and down for me anyway. I think he's a bit of a weird character sometimes, but then
Yeah.
sometimes he's really funny. Phoebe gets like even crazier as time goes on. Whereas I think, yeah, Chandler's just like consistently funny
Yeah.
the whole time. So yeah, very, very good answer, mate. Very good answer. Favorite Friends episode?
Favorite Friends episodes.
One that sticks out in your mind to you?
Oh, I quite like the one where they go to the beach house that's got for Phoebe's mum, find Phoebe's mum or whatever it is.
Yes, the one where Ross takes the girlfriend.
And she shaves her head bald.
That's it.
I quite like that one.
That is good. Is that one where they have to pee on Monica?
Yeah, it's in a two part, isn't it, that one?
Yes, that's it. That's it. We're actually rewatching it at the moment, mate. That's our thing we're doing, me and Katie, at the moment is rewatching Friends.
You can't go wrong.
Oh, such like a comfort show.
But I also there's a scene where Ross moves into Joey and Chandler's.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it always makes me laugh. And Ross and Joey are wearing he's got the cowboy hat on, and Ross has got the Indian on, and they've built a fort, haven't they? And they're like, and Chandler walks in and is like, oh, productive day then. They're like, oh, come on, it's fun.
Is
And
that where does Ross lose his job?
he's on sabbatical.
Ah, sabbatical.
And then Ross pops up with his like Indian chief hat on. He's like, come on, it's fun. And Chandra's like, okay. And he walks in and he ducks down, and then he stands up and he's got like this woman's hat on. And he's like, isn't this a woman's hat? And Joey's like, stop talking crazy and make some tea.
That
I don't know why, it always tickles me, that one.
is good. Do you know what? I don't have fond memories of that episode, but that's like one of the reasons we're rewatching it because there's like my client said to me the other day, she was like, "Oh, have you seen this episode?" And I was like, "I don't think I have." Like, I didn't realize that, and I said this on the previous pod that Chandler and Monica were together for half of the show. And like in my brain, I'm like, "Oh, I don't." There's a lot of episodes, and I'm pretty sure that most of them that I've seen, they're not together. So I think I've probably missed like from season 5 to 10 a little bit. So like I know the ones where Joey gets with Rachel and like some in there, but I reckon there's a good chunk that I haven't seen. So that's why we're rewatching them because I want to experience episodes that I've not seen yet. So that's the current goings on, mate. Bro, the favorite cereal.
Oh, are we talking right? Forget macros, forget all that shit. Just what's your favorite cereal?
Well, I thought about this after I answered it because I said my favorite of all time is Golden Nuggets. Like, I love Golden Nuggets.
I love a golden nugget.
But I'd say like that was more the low fat cereal of choice. Whereas I think if I'm thinking like just fuck, go all out, whatever, it'd be something like Crunchy Nut Clusters, you know, like the granola. Oh, that is a bit of me. But yeah, what about you, broski? Yeah, so say forget macros.
Forget macros. Do you know what? Virtually identical.
Yeah.
I would go with Crunchy Nut Clusters
Yeah.
or Curiously Cinnamon.
Oh, I haven't had them in a long time, to be
I haven't
fair.
had them in years, and I
Yeah.
just can't. Like, I'd have to have that as like an off-plan situation, I think.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, it's like 7.8 grams of fat in like 40 grams, I think.
In the cinnamon ones?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I'm like, they must fry their motherfuckers or something.
I didn't realize they were that high in fat.
Yeah, really high in fat.
Oh shit. Interesting.
But yeah,
Interesting.
crunchy nut clusters. Oh, stuff's like crack.
It's that with like, I mean, I've never actually had it with yogurt. I imagine it'd be good though. That with like milk though. Oh.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Bro, who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, Jesus, you've got to make me think back that far back.
We're turning the dial, man. We're traveling.
It's probably, oh, I mean, we're probably going to be looking at what something like Pamela Anderson.
That would be dialing it back.
It's going to be somewhere along them lines.
I'm trying to think of like the first time I realized I liked women, and mine was a there was a wrestling pay-per-view on I had on VHS. There was a scene in the pay-per-view where the two women's wrestlers, they were like in a hotel room and they were making out. And I just kept rewinding it.
Yeah, standard.
I was like, I've got to just got to keep, but I was young. I was like 9, so I wasn't doing anything, but it made me, I enjoyed it. Made my body feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't think off the top of my head.
No.
It would have been something like Pammy. Because when did
Pammy.
Baywatch come out?
Oh, gosh. Let's have a
You know,
19.
we're talking like the era of like what Baywatch and Gladiators and
Yeah. 1989.
1989.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah,
That
I
on
would say
brand.
that was probably about right. Probably Pammy and her big fucking norks.
Ooh,
Those slow motion runs on the beach.
aye. Those knockers flying about.
The whole knockers flying everywhere.
Mate, what is a movie that you could watch every day?
A movie I'd watch every day.
Yeah.
Oh, it would probably be a Marvel.
Okay.
Although love Predator. Predator's one of those films I can watch over and over again.
Well, I think there's an element, since this is a nostalgia theme, but like there is an element of nostalgia when it comes to something you could watch every day.
Yeah.
Like I could watch something purely not because it's a good film, but because I'm like it reminds me of a time when I was younger.
Yeah.
So my choice was the really it wasn't very good at all, but it was the Power Rangers movie from 95, and it wasn't good, and it still isn't good, but I could watch that film every day.
Yeah.
But my like most current choice, nostalgia aside, was Bullet Train.
Yes, it's a good film.
Oh, I loved it, man. That's like that's a film I could watch every day. I think like honorable mentions would be something like Dark Knight or yeah, Dark Knight would probably be up there.
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking whopper film that.
Yes.
Dark the mid is it the middle? Yeah, the middle one.
Yeah, I think, oh, maybe Avengers Assemble, the first one.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I liked that film.
Crazy. Oh, mate, I think I've said it before, I've only seen it once.
I watched it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I've only seen it once. I remember when it I watched it as soon as it came out. But it's just I've never gone back to revisit it,
Yeah.
which is interesting. I'd be interested to watch that maybe today. That's a good point. Maybe I'll do that. I was gonna go to the cinema and watch Dune 2, but then it was like 3 hours long, and I was like, oh,
It's a long
I
one.
don't want to sit in the cinema for 3 hours.
No, wait till it comes out on Amazon.
Yeah, it's just when films are that, like, if it's 2 hours, like, that's sweet because then it's only like 2.5 hours of my day, which is like, cool, I don't mind committing to that time for a film, but fucking 3 hours for the film, 20-minute adverts, then walking there, it's like, that's like fucking whole day. I'm like, I don't want to do that. What, I want to do that. So I might go on, I might go Saturday night. I'm not sure, but oh man, that reminds me. How does it feel to be the owner of a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah. Yeah, my lovely Tony bought me a PlayStation 5
She did.
with my own money.
Yeah, do you know what? Maybe that's how we gotta go at it with Joe. Just get Jazz to buy it. Just
I thought that counts though, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
It's
Incredible.
literally sitting right here, just down here, just sitting
Yeah.
here.
Well, she said rightly when she messaged me about it. She was like, he wants to buy one anyway. So it, I know he's just gonna keep putting off, so
It's more having the time.
that's it, mate.
Like, at least now it's here,
Yeah.
and I very nearly actually, like, I was going to buy Gran Turismo yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought, right, because yesterday actually I had a fairly quietish date for me.
Right.
I thought, right, I'll get the PS5 set up,
Yeah.
and I'll pick up when I go to Sainsbury's. I'll go to Argos and I'll pick up Gran Turismo.
Like it.
Anyway, just as I get to Sainsbury's, could feel myself like, I'm like, oh God, I think hypo's on the way.
Oh,
Right,
God.
let's just get in and do the shopping. And then halfway around the shopping, I'm like, oh yeah, hypo's really kicking in because I started to sweat. And
Right.
I was like, oh fuck me, I've just got to get in here, get the shopping, and get home and get food in me. Like, I haven't got time to go to fucking Argos and sort that shit out. So it's just
Yeah.
typical, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, at some point, I will go and get a couple of games.
Oh,
But
yeah.
maybe this weekend I can get it set up.
Oh, mate, yeah. That'd be sick. That would be sick. It's have you bought your new TV yet?
No, not yet. I
Nice.
messaged the guy this morning because I keep fucking forgetting to do it,
Nice.
about coming to pick up all my stuff,
Yeah.
to remove all my stuff. So I want to set it up when I've got the new TV.
Yeah, I know what you
No, it's
mean.
like, I want it all to be like, right, new TV, right, PlayStation 5, like, so he actually phoned while we were on this pod, so I
Oh.
think we'll phone him back when we get off,
Oh.
see when he can pick the stuff up.
Yeah.
If it's going to be this week, I shall get that telly ordered.
Mate, then the setup is there,
Yeah,
ready.
then it'll be, yeah, even if the TV just has to sit in the box for a couple of hours.
Oh, mate, yeah.
Then yeah, ready to rock and roller.
Oh, mate, it's a sensational experience. I think I'm gonna get one of those like Mortal Kombat games.
Oh yeah, you need like a Street Fighter or something along those
Yeah,
lines.
mate, that Mortal Kombat, the one that has Peacemaker in it, just looks, it's one of those where you can just turn it on and play.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Do you know what? The only thing I hated about Mortal Kombat,
Yeah.
I found it played very slow.
That, to be fair, mate, that could be a console thing.
Yeah, potentially. The Street Fighter was always really fast.
Got you,
It
got you,
played
got
a
you.
lot quicker. It was a lot more, yeah, whereas I found Mortal Kombat was like, it just felt very slow moving.
Right. Did you ever play any of the Injustice games?
No.
Oh, they look really good, man.
Yeah, they did look good.
Yeah, I was because they've got the store on the PlayStations. I was looking on the store the other day. I was like, oh, I might download. They had a load of games. It was like under £5 games and stuff. And I was like, oh, I might get like a Mortal Kombat from a couple of years ago and just see how it is
Yeah.
for the sake of like a fiver. Because those are the sorts of games as well that you can just, again, quick play with your mates, log on.
Yeah, that's it. Jump on and just have a quick few bouts and
Yeah, like you don't need to like do anything crazy and commit a load of time to it.
yeah.
So yeah,
And
that
you
would
know you'll
be.
still spend 4 hours on it anyway.
Oh yeah, right, yeah,
Or
easily.
it'll be like you'd be getting completely, one of you would be getting completely whooped. And
Yeah.
then be like, right, let's change the game. And then
Yeah.
it's like the timer resets.
Let me change character.
Yeah, let me, yeah, right, we're changing the game now.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, another 4 hours.
Oh, mate, that's what it was. That's what it was like. Fucking, was it last Saturday? No, Saturday before, when I think I got home from Beefy Boys at 7, and then yeah, I was just on it till 1. I was like, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
But it was sick, man. That definitely, oh, so good. So good, so good. I think I'm like, right, I might train Saturday, and then I'll stay up late Saturday night, then I don't have to get up early Sunday to train.
Yeah.
That's my logic. My logic.
Logic.
Broski. Now moving on to questions that we can both answer. This is a raunchy one, you might say.
Culture.
Can you remember your first kiss?
Oh my God. Like proper kiss or
Yeah,
like.
like a not like a peck, like a snoggeroo, like a blah, 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 blah.
Fuck me.
I remember mine like it was yesterday. Do
No, I don't remember mine.
you actually not?
Nah.
That's
Mate, it would have been like 400 years ago.
not a bad point. Mine was in year 8. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and we were, oh, where were we? I think we were at the park near my house. And oh, what was it? I think she was going or something. She was like, "Can you come with me?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I like walked her to this like, oh, this is weird. This is embarrassing. Walked to this field, so we're in this like field, not in the middle of nowhere, but there's no one there. And then she was like, "Do you want to?" I think we called it get off back in the day.
Yeah, getting off of each other.
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, do you want to get off?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I remember I was like cupping a field, and I was like going in with the time. I was going full guns blazing. But my mum, I don't know if I've told this story in the pod. I used to have a Bebo account. And on my Bebo account, I think my buddy changed my bio to like insert girlfriend's name, is fit as fuck, blah 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 blah. And my mum, I think his mum told my mum that's what my Bebo said. And my mum,
Yeah.
like, I got home and she went fucking crazy at me, like, so like she was shouting at me. She was like, "Fit as fuck. How do you know what fuck means, huh? You've been shagging, have you?" Oh, and I was just like
Oh.
scorched earth, mate. I was and then I had to explain to my mum that I had not had sex. No, I'm only 12. And yeah, and after that, I was very hesitant with what to put on social media because my mum nearly killed me. So, but that was my first kiss. And then, mate, after that, just kissed so many girls.
There's queues of them.
Yeah, I haven't slept with many people. I've only slept with 4 people. But for you, oh, these lips have been around, I tell you.
They could tell a few stories.
Everything but the shag. Just dry hump central, mate. Dry hump central.
The dry hump king.
Ah. Oh. That was the vibe, man. That was the vibe. I remember I used to go to like parties in year 11. I was like, "Who am I realistically gonna get off with tonight?" Just like look at the Facebook event and be like, "Oh yeah, they're single." I was like, "Oh yeah, we have good banter." Oh, I was a player.
When I was 16, they
16
had
was
a
like my player age. That
yeah,
was
so at
deep player.
the Cambridge, the Junction, which is
Yeah.
a venue. They used to put on different music nights and stuff.
Right, yeah.
And then like the last Friday of every or the last Saturday of every month, it was yeah, last Saturday of every month it was Rubber Soul.
Right.
They used to play all the hip hop and R&B and stuff like that.
Right.
And yeah, me and my mates used to go there and we basically used to just play a game of who could get off with the
That's such a classic.
most birds. Yeah. And he'd be like, "How many have you got off with?" I've just got off with 11. And they'd be like, "Fuck, I'm only on five." Right, let's dance over
Literally.
here. Right, let's dance over here. I'm gonna see if I can get this one.
It's that dance, isn't it, where you like back into them and then you turn and then you do the hat. Oh, I remember we went to an under 18s nightclub and it was that exact thing. I was just like, how many girls can I get off? And I remember it was like 11 this one night I went out, and it was literally like I get off with them and I like walk away, and I was like,
That was the thing to do, is like just walk away.
oh, so bad. I look
It's
back
so
and
weird, like when you think back, like that was like, yeah, you just go out to go and have a snog.
oh yeah. Yeah, it
So
was.
literally, yeah, if you got the turnaround
Yep.
after being gyrating into the fucking arse,
Yeah,
then
that's it. When the
you
turnaround, the classic turnaround.
yeah.
I met one of my ex-girlfriends in the nightclub, funny enough. I think it was actually one local, it was near Beefy Boys, actually. And can't remember
Was
how we got.
you dry humping that arse on the dance floor, and then she turned around, and you were like, "Oh,
No,
hello."
I can't remember what happened. I think my friend was going out with someone that was one of her mates, and yeah, that must have been it, because they because we're still friends with the same person. So he was going out with her mate, and then I think we were in one of those like booth things, and then she came over, and I think in my mate's mind he was like, I'm gonna set Pock up with her, like he'll be good for her, and he like instantly was like, This is Pock, like he's got really nice arms. And then it was like she was feeling them, like, yeah, they are really nice. And that was it. The rest was history.
She felt those guns, and that was it.
They felt about the peak, mate. The
Those
peak.
fucking. She felt that Dante's peak.
The peak max. Peak max. So yeah, that was oh, that's a trip down memory lane, that is. Oh my God. I ugh.
You wanted nostalgia, mate.
We got nostalgia. We
You
got
got
nostalgia,
nostalgia.
mate. That's exactly what we were. We promised and we delivered. Next question, matey. Oh, this is quite an introspective one. Maybe not even nostalgia. More about today than the past. But mate, what is great about your life right
Oh God, you're definitely asking me at the
now?
wrong
Nothing.
Nothing is good.
Nah,
Absolutely no, that's a fucking lie.
your life's pretty good, man. Like,
My
minus
life
the
is
stress.
wicked, mate. My life is wicked. I try not to moan,
Yeah.
but sometimes, it just everything does get on top of you, and it's just like, oh,
Yeah, I think
we're
if
only
you're in a
human, we're not robots.
No, like you can enjoy your work and life as much as possible, but like there's always going to be things that you fucking like don't agree with. Like I always say to my clients, like I love my job. Like I find it ve like sometimes I go, man, I get paid to just do this. I'm like, this is weird. But then I go, then again, I also don't get home till 9 o'clock most nights. That's pretty shit. And it's just like, it's the one thing where I'm like, if that's the only negative thing, I don't really give a fuck. Like, there's much worse things that could be in my day to
Same for me. When I'm sitting here at fucking 11 o'clock at night, still
Yeah.
working, and I'm like, oh my God, there's got to be more to this life.
Yeah.
But sitting there at 11 o'clock at night doing this shit has allowed me to do things that I never thought I'd be doing. So,
Yeah, this is it. It's giving you that up to breathing.
it's having that realization of like, well, actually, yes, because funny enough, like, did I think I felt like I've had this conversation with you.
Go on.
Like last Sunday, my brother, he was like, "Oh, what are you up to?" Because I was at my mum and dad's, and
Yeah.
he's like, "Oh, what are you up to tonight, right?" I was like, "Just working, Ed."
Yeah.
And I was like, "What are you up to?" He's like, "Oh, I'm going to sit and watch a film."
Yeah.
I was like, "Do you know what? I would fucking kill to just sit down
Yeah.
and watch a film." I'm like, "I
Yeah.
can't remember the last time I sat down on the sofa
Yeah.
specifically and watched a film."
Really?
It's like, oh, I've got some time. I'm going to watch a film now.
Yeah.
It's like it's been, it feels like it's been that long. And actually, last night was one of the first times I properly sort of sat down.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I've forgotten this is what I need to
Yeah, it's
do.
but like you said, it's like it's that sacrifice that you put into It's almost that you sacrifice to so you don't so you then have this freedom with say what you can do and blah blah blah. But then it's like you then sacrifice your time because of how much you're actually sacrificing. So it is that classic work-life balancing, like.
And I don't think when you're, I don't think there is ever such a thing as, well, no, there is such a thing as balance, but I think you're all, I think through life, you're always balancing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know
That's
what
a
I
good
mean?
point.
Like something, you know, where, like, so for example, like prep, when I'm on prep, like that's the kind of priority
Yeah.
other
Yeah.
than work. But now I'm not on prep, so you
You can
know,
smash work.
it's smash work. Like if I don't hit all my steps, I don't beat myself up about it anymore. Like,
Yeah.
you know, there was that transition coming out of prep where it was like, oh, I've got to hit 12,000 steps a day. Like I've got to do this, you know, I've got to do that. And some days I don't get anywhere near it. Like yesterday, I only hit 8,000 steps. I was
Right.
like, you know what? That's still 8,000 steps more than what I've ever done in an off season. Because
Right.
typically, off season comes along and I just fuck my steps off. And I'll do like 3,000 to 4,000 a day just
Yeah.
from what I do mooching
Like
about.
pacing around and shit like that.
No specific like, right, I'm gonna walk. Where
No.
at the minute where I've been so busy, I at least make sure I do 20 minutes on the treadmill. So at
Yeah,
least I've
I
got,
think having that daily consistency is good.
like normally I'd always aim for half an hour, but some days if I'm just so busy, I'm like, right, just give yourself 20 minutes.
Yeah,
And then you
yeah.
can always do 10 minutes after you've had a meal or whatever, you know, to
Have
kind of
you got a
make
busy one today?
that. I'm ish. So I shouldn't be too bad today.
Yeah, fair's.
But I've done half an hour already.
Oh, okay, that's good.
This is the beauty of the pod, you see. I can just do some
Get
steps.
them steps in, mate.
Get them steps going.
Get them steps going. Mate, we'll end with a general one. You're describe one of your most embarrassing moments ever.
Oh, embarrassing moments ever. Oh, it's probably gonna be at school.
Yeah, I'm
I'm gonna
just.
really have to search the archives here and see if I can remember
Oh
anything.
no, I'm turning back the old clock a bit here.
Oh,
You got
yes,
one?
I've got one.
Okay,
So
let's go. Let's
I
go.
remember when I was at school, I used to work at Martin's newsagents.
Right.
I used to do a paper round in the morning,
Yeah.
and in the like in the afternoons, like after school, I'd do a couple of hours like loading up the shelves, like loading up, like stocking up the sweets and the
Yeah.
drink cans and all that kind of thing. And there was a girl there from my school who was in the year above.
Right.
What was her name? Helen McCulloch.
Helen McCulloch. Helen, if you're listening, hello.
I had such a biggest crush on her, it was unreal.
Right.
And obviously, like, so I used to love going to work like in the afternoon after school because she used to work after school on the tills and stuff.
Right.
And then I remember she'd like speak to me at school and she'd be like, "Hi, Ryan," and all this, and I would literally just go fucking bright red. And
Poor
then
bitch.
one of my mates, Mark Payne, he fucking clocked it.
Right.
And he used to fucking like literally, he was savage. Like whenever she walked past and all this, he would be shouting stuff out and all sorts of things. And I just remember like getting so embarrassed. Oh my God, I just need the fucking the earth to swallow me up.
That's mate. Those moments. Ugh. Make me feel physically sick.
Oh, it was horrible.
Makes me feel oh, physically. I'm just trying to think of like a proper embarrassing moment. I really don't know. I'm trying to dig down like every passing year that's gone by. It has to be like maybe. Where I've done something to be discreet and then maybe got caught out, but I don't know. I don't know when or when where that was. Embarrassing. Oh, mate, do you know what? I can't think of one. I can't think of one. I'm trying to think of like the one moment that I was like, not maybe embarrassing, because I don't think I was like embarrassment was the feeling at the time, but it happened to be when I did my ankle in, and I was with a girl who I had a crush on at the time, and we were at this trampoline place, and I jumped, I did the flip, and I landed, and literally obviously tore my ankle apart and snapped my shin in two places, and I just remember being like, oh, all that to impress a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, just there with needing ankle reconstruction, fucking not being able to walk for 5 6 months. Well, no, 4 months. And I was just like, oh, fucking idiot, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? You didn't even get with her, you fucking pleb.
Yeah.
So that would probably have to be an embarrassing all-timer. I actually think she got it on Snapchat video at the time as well. So I might have to
Oh, good.
message her, because she's with one of my buddies from school actually now. Someone I train actually. So I might have to get in contact and see if she's still got the video. But Peeperunos, thank you for this trip down memory lane with me and the Kirk Daddy. And we will see you in the next one. But most importantly, I will leave you in the Mary Jerry hands of our Lord and Savior to send you to the promised realm.
Love you, bye.